This goes to the Isabella County Medical Care Facility, care of Dr. Shanka Raya, S-H-A, N like November, K-A-R-I-A-H. Fax 989-779-5501. Regarding Rose, way off, W-A-Y-O-F-F, like Frank. Date of birth 12-10-1931. Dear Dr. Shanka Raya, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Wayoff with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and congestive heart failure. The patient is very sleepy, and her nurse, Michelle, today is able to give a good history. She's recently went to the McLaren Emergency Department for severe shortness of breath. She was treated and then sent back to the medical care facility, but she is medically declining. Her daughter would like her to be on comfort care and is requesting no dialysis at this time and would like to stop monitoring monthly labs. The patient's blood pressure has also been running on the low side recently, and she's not required the use of PRN clonidine. Michelle has asked if we would discontinue the clonidine, as it has not been used for several months. And the daughter also has requested that the patient has no more visits that require her to leave the medical care facility. Telemedicine visits are fine, but she does not want the patient to be taken out due to her poor health at this time. Her weight is stable. Blood pressure has been up and down, but it actually has been less than 100 systolic within the last week. And she's very sleepy today. Today there's no excessive shortness of breath and no complaints of chest pain, no vomiting, although the patient's appetite is not as good as it was, according to Michelle, the nurse. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Lasix, 20 milligram daily. Potassium is 10 mil equivalent one day and 20 mil equivalent the next day. She's on Aricept and Namenda for her dementia. Bisoprolol is 7.5 milligram daily. She's on Entresto, the 4951, twice a day, Levemir insulin, and also Humulin R when she eats. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day. Metalazone is 2.5 milligram twice a day for the edema and shortness of breath on Tuesday and Friday. Hydralazine, 25 milligram twice a day. Tylenol for pain if needed. Sodium bicarbonate is 650 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 168.7, pulse 61, respirations 20, temperature 97, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure 156 over 78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 11th of 2023. Hemoglobin is low at 9.6, white count 10.53. Platelets, 82,000. Previous levels, 132,000. Creatinine, 2.6. Previous level, 2.9. Albumin is 3.2. Sodium, 3.3. Previous level, 4.0. I'm sorry, that's potassium level 3.3, previous level is 4.0, sodium 144, carbon dioxide is 21.3, calcium 9.3, liver enzymes are normal, estimated GFR is 17. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with worsening of congestive heart failure and worsening of renal function. The patients and family and daughter have requested comfort care at this time. So we will discontinue monthly labs. hypertension, but she has not needed clonidine, so we can discontinue that. Diabetic nephropathy, congestive heart failure, not without current exacerbation. So in addition to stopping monthly labs and stopping clonidine, we won't schedule a follow-up visit unless the patient recovers and improves, and at that time we can resume labs if needed and also schedule a follow-up visit. It's Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD, for more